Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are going to look at why every office worker needs ergonomics training, and how this practical education supports workplace rehabilitation, injury prevention, and employee well-being. We will cover how office workers can improve their workstation setups, what common ergonomic risks look like, and how employers across Sydney and New South Wales can implement realistic strategies for office, hybrid, and remote teams. For many office and remote workers in New South Wales, physical discomfort does not usually begin with a single, sudden injury. Instead, it starts with small, everyday habits repeated over weeks, months, and years. It might be a monitor that sits too low, a chair that fails to support the lower back, a mouse positioned too far away, or a laptop used for hours at a dining table. Combined with long hours of sitting with very little movement, these everyday factors can quietly accumulate. Over time, these habits contribute to neck stiffness, sore shoulders, wrist discomfort, lower back pain, headaches, eye strain, and general fatigue. This is why office ergonomics is so important for employers, workers, insurers, and doctors alike. Creating a healthier workstation is not simply about purchasing expensive new equipment. It is about helping people understand how their unique bodies interact with their desks, screens, keyboards, mice, chairs, daily work tasks, and movement patterns. This guide will walk you through everything you need to know about ergonomics training and how to apply these principles in your workplace. Let us start with a quick answer to a fundamental question: why exactly do office workers need ergonomics training? The core reason is that prolonged sitting, repetitive computer use, and poor workstation habits can lead to avoidable physical strain, discomfort, and reduced concentration. Ergonomics training helps employees learn how to adjust their desk, chair, monitor, keyboard, and mouse so that the workstation supports the body, rather than forcing the body to adapt to a poor setup. For employers, this training supports injury prevention, employee well-being, better productivity habits, and safer work practices across office, hybrid, and remote teams. It is common for people to search for an individual ergonomic assessment when they are experiencing discomfort or posture issues. However, it is important to note that OzRehab's primary promoted service in this area is ergonomics training. This service focuses on practical, group-based workplace education rather than individual, standalone ergonomic assessments. To look at ergonomics training at a glance, we can summarize it through a few key questions. First, what is it? It is practical workplace education covering posture, workstation setup, equipment positioning, and movement habits. Who needs it? Any office, hybrid, or remote workers who use computers for long periods, as well as new employees during onboarding. What does it cover? It covers chair setup, desk layout, monitor height, keyboard and mouse positioning, laptop ergonomics, sit-stand desk usage, and movement breaks. Why does it matter? It empowers workers with the knowledge to reduce awkward postures and improve comfort. And when should a workplace consider it? Useful times include during staff onboarding, office relocations, hybrid work transitions, when there are recurring reports of discomfort, or as part of a workplace well-being program. Many office workers start searching for ergonomic assessments because they want practical help with physical discomfort. Common issues include neck stiffness, sore shoulders, wrist discomfort, lower back pain, headaches, eye strain, and fatigue. In practice, many workplaces benefit from starting with ergonomics training because it provides the entire team with the knowledge to recognize poor habits and make immediate adjustments. This training answers the same core problem behind individual assessment searches by teaching workers how to identify whether their workstation is contributing to discomfort and what practical steps they can take to resolve it. The focus of Oz Rehab is to educate employees on how to use their existing workstation more effectively, improve their posture awareness, reduce awkward habits, and build regular movement into their workday. Understanding ergonomics in modern workplaces requires looking at how our jobs have changed. Workplace ergonomics is about designing the work, the workstation, and daily tasks around the person doing the job. Today, many teams work across multiple locations, moving between office desks, shared hot desks, home offices, and temporary laptop setups. This mobility makes training even more vital because workers no longer have a single, consistent workstation that remains set up just for them. Poor habits build quietly. One worker might lean forward to read a screen, while another lifts their shoulders while typing, and a third constantly twists their neck to look at a second monitor. These habits might not feel serious at first, but repeated daily, they affect comfort, energy, and focus. Safe Work New South Wales recommends reviewing job and task design to minimise sitting time, moving regularly, varying tasks, and using sit-stand desks where suitable. How do you know if a workstation is causing issues? There are several common signs. These include neck stiffness, sore shoulders, wrist discomfort, headaches, eye strain, lower back pain, and feeling stiff after long periods of sitting. Other signs include leaning forward to read the screen, raising the shoulders while typing, and feeling fatigue during desk work. While these signs do not always mean a serious injury has occurred, they are early warning signals that the setup needs to be improved. If a worker's discomfort improves when they leave their desk, change positions, or step away from the screen, it is a strong indicator that the workstation setup or daily habits are part of the problem. Early education is a much easier and more effective path than waiting for discomfort to become a significant workplace injury. There are many common ergonomic risks for office workers that are easy to miss because they feel like normal parts of the day. Examples include prolonged sitting, repetitive keyboard and mouse movements, poor monitor height, unsupported wrists, awkward posture, poor lighting, glare, cluttered workstations, and using a laptop on its own for long periods. Desk layouts that encourage reaching or twisting, along with limited movement during busy periods, also increase risk. Comcare identifies several key ergonomic hazard areas, including equipment layout, lighting, task design, and workstation design. When workers sit for long periods without moving, type or click continuously without breaks, look down at low monitors, rest their wrists on hard desk edges, or work under poor lighting, they increase their ergonomic risk. A cluttered workspace can also force awkward reaching or twisting. These risks apply equally to workers in Sydney offices, Greater Sydney workplaces, home offices, and hybrid environments. Ergonomics training helps by teaching employees how their physical setups and daily behaviors affect their bodies. The goal is not to force workers to sit perfectly still, as staying in one position for too long actually creates discomfort. Instead, the goal is to reduce avoidable strain, support better posture, and encourage healthy movement throughout the day. AusRehab's ergonomics training covers posture, chair setup, desk layout, monitor position, keyboard and mouse placement, day-to-day task demands, and practical injury prevention habits. Let us explore some practical tips for office chair and desk setup. Good chair ergonomics starts with proper support. The chair should allow the worker's feet to rest flat on the floor or on a footrest, and the lower back should feel fully supported by the backrest. The worker should be able to sit close enough to the desk to avoid leaning or reaching forward, keeping frequently used items within easy reach. Avoiding repeated twisting to reach phones, documents, or screens is also important, as is adjusting the chair and desk so that the shoulders can remain relaxed. Comcare's computer and workstation guidance emphasizes knowing how to adjust your equipment and understanding hazards such as overuse injuries and musculoskeletal disorders. For monitor and keyboard positioning, the goal is to reduce neck bending, leaning, and twisting. As a general guide, the top third of the screen should sit around eye level or slightly below. The monitor should be placed directly in front of the worker, about an arm's length away, depending on screen size and vision needs. For keyboard and mouse ergonomics, keep both devices close to the body so that elbows remain near your sides, shoulders stay relaxed, and wrists remain neutral rather than bent upward. Screen glare should be minimized by adjusting lighting, window blinds, or the screen angle. Even the most perfect desk setup cannot replace the need for movement. The human body is designed to move. Sitting for too long leads to stiffness, while standing for too long creates fatigue. The best approach is to vary your posture. This can include standing during phone calls, walking to refill water, stretching briefly between meetings, changing positions between focused work blocks, and taking lunch away from the desk. For those using sit-stand desks, the key is not to stand all day, but to alternate between sitting, standing, and walking. Remember, the best posture is not one single position, but a supported posture combined with regular movement. To help visualize these changes, let us contrast a poor ergonomic setup with an improved, supportive setup. Instead of having a monitor below eye level, the improved setup positions the top third of the monitor at or slightly below eye level. Instead of an unsupported lower back, the improved setup ensures the lower back is supported by the chair. Rather than wrists being bent upward, they should be kept in a neutral position. Instead of placing the mouse far away, keep it close to the keyboard. Instead of sitting for hours, incorporate regular posture and movement breaks. Rather than keeping a laptop flat on the desk, raise it up and use an external keyboard and mouse. And instead of letting feet hang unsupported, keep them flat on the floor or on a footrest. Simple, quick tips to remember include keeping your monitor at eye level, relaxing your shoulders, keeping your keyboard close, taking movement breaks every 30 minutes, keeping your feet supported, keeping your mouse close, and avoiding working from couches or beds for long periods. Choosing Oz Rehab for ergonomic training in Sydney and New South Wales gives workplaces access to practical support from a team that deeply understands workplace rehabilitation, injury prevention, and return to work needs. Oz Rehab is not just a training provider. Their team works across workplace rehabilitation, return to work support, employer services, insurer and doctor referrals, and injury management. This means their training is grounded in real workplace situations, not just generic textbook advice. For employers in Sydney, Bankstown, Blacktown, Western Sydney, Southwest Sydney, and Greater Sydney, this practical grounding matters because ergonomic concerns often connect with broader workplace issues, such as a worker returning from an injury, a team shifting to hybrid work, or a manager addressing recurring complaints about neck or back discomfort. Stephen Zeng, the director of Oz Rehab, states that most office discomfort does not start as a major injury. It often starts with small habits repeated every day, such as a low monitor, unsupported sitting, or limited movement. Ergonomics training helps workers understand those habits early, before discomfort becomes normal. This expert-led approach positions ergonomics training as a core part of a wider workplace well-being and injury prevention strategy. The benefits of ergonomics training are extensive for both employees and employers. For employees, it provides immediate, practical knowledge on how to adjust their workspace, position their monitor, keep their keyboard and mouse closer, and take effective movement breaks. For employers, it fosters a proactive safety culture where staff can identify and reduce risks before they lead to formal injury reports or workers' compensation claims. The benefits include improved workplace comfort, reduced physical strain, better workstation habits, improved focus, and stronger employee well-being. It also provides better support for hybrid workers, encourages earlier reporting of discomfort, and offers clear safety guidance for new employees. For employers managing New South Wales workers' compensation matters, ergonomics training can support workplace rehabilitation and return to work plans where office duties are part of a worker's recovery. It works alongside other Oz Rehab services, such as manual handling training, job task analysis, functional capacity evaluations, and initial needs assessments. It is helpful to distinguish between manual handling training and ergonomic training, as they focus on different risks. Manual handling training is best for workers who lift, carry, push, pull, or move physical loads, focusing on safer lifting habits and physical task safety. Ergonomic training is designed for office, hybrid, and remote workers using desks, computers, and screens, focusing on workstation setup, posture, and healthier desk habits. For workplaces with mixed duties, both training types can be useful to ensure comprehensive safety. With the rise of hybrid arrangements, work-from-home ergonomics has become highly important. Home is still a work environment when employees are performing work duties there. Many remote setups are not designed for full-day computer work, turning kitchen chairs and dining tables into temporary desks, and using laptops flat on surfaces. This increases strain, and the natural movement breaks that occur in an office, such as walking to meeting rooms or chatting with colleagues, often disappear at home. Comcare's working from home guidance emphasizes that home office furniture and computers must be set up ergonomically, with clutter and trip hazards managed, and lighting suited to the tasks. For remote work, practical tips include raising the laptop screen to eye level using a stand or riser, and always using an external keyboard and mouse for longer sessions. Workers should avoid working from couches or beds, take regular movement breaks, maintain a neutral wrist position, keep their feet supported, and reduce glare from windows. A good home setup does not need to be expensive, it simply needs to support the body and the work tasks consistently. Employers in Sydney, Bankstown, Blacktown, Western Sydney, and Greater Sydney should encourage workers to review both their home and office setups. When using sit-stand desks, remember that the goal is posture variation. You should adjust the desk height before changing your position, keep your keyboard and mouse close, keep your shoulders relaxed, and avoid locking your knees while standing. It is best to alternate between sitting, standing, and moving, rather than standing still for long periods, and to adjust your monitor height for both positions. Many office workers make ergonomic mistakes simply because their setup feels familiar. However, familiar does not always mean safe. Common mistakes include having a monitor that is too low, keeping wrists unsupported, poor laptop positioning, sitting too long, slouching, raising the shoulders while working, having an incorrect chair height, working at a cluttered desk, placing the mouse too far away, leaving feet unsupported, and ignoring early signs of discomfort. To review your setup, let us look at the ideal ergonomic setup from head to toe. Your feet should be flat on the floor or on a footrest. Your knees and hips should be in a comfortable, supported position without pressure behind the knees. Your lower back should be supported by the chair's backrest or lumbar support. Your shoulders should remain relaxed, not raised while typing. Your elbows should stay close to your body, at an angle of 90 to 100 degrees. Your wrist should be neutral, relaxed, and not bent upward. Your monitor should be at a comfortable viewing height to reduce neck strain. Your keyboard and mouse should be close to the body and easy to reach. Your laptop should be raised, using external devices for longer sessions. And finally, you should incorporate regular posture changes and movement breaks throughout the day. For visual learning, OzRehab has a short video titled Ergonomics Training and Workplace Setup Tips, which can be accessed online at the YouTube URL, https://www.youtube.com/short/zywisuovu. To help you implement these adjustments, you can use a structured self-assessment checklist. For your office chair, check that your feet are supported, your lower back is resting against the lumbar support, there is a small gap behind your knees, your shoulders are relaxed, and your elbows are close to your body. For your desk and keyboard, check that your desk height allows your elbows to sit at 90 to 100 degrees, your keyboard and mouse are directly in front and close to you, your wrists are relaxed, and your desk is free of clutter. For your monitor, ensure the top third is at eye level, the screen is about an arm's length away, glare is minimized, and your main screen is centered. For your laptop and home setup, use a laptop stand, connect external devices, take breaks every 30 minutes, use a supportive chair, and ensure clear lighting. OzRehab also offers a free, one-page downloadable PDF asset titled The Office Ergonomics Self-Check Guide. It is a print-ready, reusable tool designed for Australian workplaces. You can download this guide via the Google Drive link, https://drive.google.com/file/d/18wexgoalkajikesx3vagle1i7spac/view?usp=sharing. We encourage you to download and share this guide with your entire team. If you are wondering what happens during an ergonomics training session, it is a practical, educational, and workplace-focused experience. Sessions cover workstation education, posture awareness, chair and desk adjustments, monitor height, keyboard and mouse placement, laptop setup, movement strategies, basic stretching recommendations, and practical injury prevention habits. The training is straightforward and easy to understand, leaving employees with clear steps they can apply immediately. For employers, it creates a consistent standard of safety across the organization. Workplaces should consider ergonomics training during onboarding, office relocations, workstation changes, hybrid work transitions, or when there are recurring discomfort complaints. It is also highly valuable as part of general well-being programs, safety refreshers, equipment updates, and return to work planning after an injury. Rather than a one-time task, ergonomics training works best when it is integrated into a broader culture of workplace health. The frequency of training can depend on staff turnover, equipment changes, and WHS priorities, but keeping the knowledge current is key. When an injured worker is returning to office duties, ergonomics training supports a safe and sustainable recovery. A worker recovering from a neck, shoulder, back, or upper limb injury will find desk work much easier when their workstation is set up correctly. While it does not replace medical treatment, this training supports the recovery environment and works alongside services like workplace rehabilitation, medical case conferences, vocational assessments, CTP case management, and workers' compensation doctor support. To recap the key points we have discussed today, ergonomics training helps workers understand how desk setup, posture, and movement affect their physical comfort. Office ergonomics is about the fit between the worker, their tasks, their equipment, and their environment. Simple adjustments to your chair, desk, monitor, keyboard, and mouse can make a significant difference. Movement breaks are just as important as equipment setup, and laptop ergonomics is essential for hybrid and remote workers. Oz Rehab provides professional, practical ergonomic training for workplaces across Sydney and New South Wales to help you build consistent, healthy habits across your teams. Let us address some of the most frequently asked questions about ergonomics training. First, what is ergonomics training? It is practical education that teaches employees how to set up their workstations, improve their posture, reduce physical strain, and build safer work habits. Why is it important for office workers? Because office workers spend long periods sitting, using screens, and performing repetitive tasks. Training helps reduce the risk factors associated with these activities. What happens during a training session? It includes practical education on posture, workstation setup, equipment positioning, and movement strategies, giving employees immediate steps to improve their comfort. Can it prevent workplace injuries? It helps reduce risk factors and supports safer habits and better comfort, acting as an important preventative tool. Is training better than an ergonomic assessment? They serve different purposes. Training is group-focused and educational, whereas an assessment is an individual workstation review. Oz Rehab's promoted service is group-based ergonomic training. What are the signs that a worker needs ergonomics training? Signs include neck stiffness, sore shoulders, wrist discomfort, headaches, eye strain, lower back pain, and general desk fatigue. How can I improve my setup right now? Adjust your chair height, support your lower back, keep your feet flat, raise your monitor to eye level, keep your keyboard and mouse close, and take regular movement breaks. How often should training be provided? It is ideal during onboarding, after office moves, when introducing hybrid work, or as part of annual safety and well-being programs. Is it useful for remote workers? Yes, because home setups are often not designed for full-day computer work, and remote workers benefit greatly from learning how to set up their spaces safely. Does Oz Rehab provide this training in Sydney and New South Wales? Yes, Oz Rehab provides ergonomic training for workplaces across Sydney and New South Wales. How can I arrange training for my workplace? You can reach out directly to the Oz Rehab team to discuss your needs. You can call them on 1300 391 947, email office@ozrehab.com, or visit the website to make an inquiry. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit ozrehab.com.